Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Keke Palmer is clapping back at her boyfriend for outfit shaming her. So if you haven't seen this go down on social media yet, Keke was at an Usher concert and she looked amazing. She had this black bodysuit on, which for the elders out there, it's like a one-piece bathing suit. And of course, it like showed off her assets. You know, you could see the badonkadonk.
So it was a thong bodysuit.
Yes.
And then there was like a sheer cover-up over top said bodysuit.
Mm-hmm.
But she, she looked phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm looking at her right now. She looks pretty hot.
She did look pretty good.
Looking pretty hot.
Her boyfriend didn't think so. So her boyfriend decided, you know what? I'm going to take this opportunity to outfit shame my girlfriend, the mother of my child, on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And he got on the social media platform and said, "It's the outfit, though. You a mom." And then he doubled down and said that it went against the standards and morals he believes in.
Right? They're done?
Well, I don't think it's official whether or not they've broken up, but like if I'm her, I'm cutting them off.
They unfollowed each other on social media. But again, they just had a child together. I mean, she gave birth not that long ago because she just made the announcement on SNL that she was pregnant, mm-hmm. I feel like yesterday. When I tell you, my jaw dropped when I read this. I was like, in what world does your man or your woman out you like that on social media, especially when you're a celebrity couple? Like, what was he thinking? And how did he think that was gonna play?
Well, here's the thing. If you have a problem with it, text her.
It's not like you don't have her number.
I think he learned a valuable lesson about keeping your relationship in home once Black Twitter got a hold of him, because they let him have it for 24 full hours.
Is that right?
Oh, it was bad. They was lighting him up.
I think he really thought he was in the right here. But when I say after he posted that, he got railed. And I mean, so many people were making Keke Palmer their profile pictures in solidarity. Amazing how people came to her defense.
Well, how was he defending himself on Twitter, or did he just take the punches?
At first, he deactivated his Twitter account. That happened for a few hours. Then he tried to come back like, "Oh, it didn't faze me." And he basically said that he didn't care about what anybody else thought. It's his relationship. And I think after that, he just shut up like he should have in the first place.
Dang. In what world does he think that's a decent idea, man?
I don't know.
No idea. Well, I'm like, you an idiot.
Keke's about to make a pretty fat check off of this. So now she's actually got shirts that say her clapback from Twitter. So she got on social media and she said, "One thing is certain and one thing is true. I'm a mother through and through." And so now she has these T-shirts that say, "I'm a mother," that you can buy.
So I'm really curious what that even, breaking it down to his level, what does he even mean? So you're a mom, so you're not allowed to feel sexy?
Correct.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
You can't look sexy.
Correct.
You should cover up now that you're a mom.
Correct.
Your kids are going to see these pictures. Is that what he's thinking?
It's like the Madonna whore complex that some men have when their wife gives birth to their child. And they don't see her as like a sexual being anymore. They just see her as the mother of their child. So all of a sudden, she now has to dress like an Amish woman. And she's not allowed to show off any cleavage or any butt cheek or anything like that, because you're the mother of my child now. It's jacked up.
I feel like you should be allowed to show off your body more after you've had a child. Like, the fact that you created a whole human and she still looks that good, absolutely wear the bodysuit, mm-hmm. in the match.
And this is his kid?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Dude, you had it all.
Yeah.
You're an idiot about to lose everything.
Yes.
It opened up a really cool discussion. She asked all the moms on that same post. She said to all the moms out there, how did your baby change you? And she's like, mine empowered me. So when my baby's good, I feel good. So I'm going to show that off.
You guys, no, you weren't part of the show back then. When my ex-wife tried out for the Atlanta Falcons cheerleading team. Right now, she had already had a kid. I think it was just Hayden. And they asked, I don't know if, I can't remember the origin, if they asked her or she just wanted to do it. But I believe she was in like her 40s already and she had already had one of our kids and she was getting the same crap. People are like, hey, you're a mom now. You can't be a cheerleader. Mm-hmm. You can't be putting that outfit on now. You're a woman and you're a mother. Put it away. And that was 15 something years ago.
And look how far we've come.
Around the corner.
But at least it was so reassuring to see so many people put him in his place and so many people like defend mm-hmm. her and support her. So I do feel in that essence like he, I want to believe, is not a lone idiot. He's got a couple of partners in crime out there. But for the most part, people are like, this is archaic thinking. Like, get over yourself.
I wonder what that meeting was like when they first saw each other for the first time. She probably didn't even have to say anything. So how you feeling?
You know, the only dude that was on his side was that Andrew Tate dude. He DM'd him going, hey, nice job, bro.
I think he's in jail.
I think he's out.
Elton John played his last show of his last tour ever. I'll play you that emotional audio from that concert on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.